USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
September's wage gains provided more fuel for the argument that the current pace of inflation could run longer than many economists anticipate. Average hourly earnings rose 0.6% for the month, making the year-over-average increase 4.6%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration expects that inflation will be temporary.
We, of course, have seen and from outside experts, including the Federal Reserve, OECD, and others, that their expectation is that these inflation rises will be transitory, that they will come back down next year.
Republicans contend Americans are suffering due to inflation, which is due to the Democrats continuing to spend money on their agenda. The U.S. Postal Service says December 17th is the deadline to get letters, greeting cards, and small first-class packages sent in time for Christmas. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke with the President of Mexico on Friday, the two discussing a new security agreement and how to tackle a surge in migration. Secretary Blinken on why security is a priority.
Transnational criminal organizations continue to threaten communities throughout both of our countries. They're responsible for most of the illicit drugs and contraband trafficking in the United States, as well as into Mexico, and a great deal of violence and insecurity here as well.
Senators reached a short-term solution earlier this week on a bill that would raise the debt limit and keep the government funded into December. President Biden applauds the efforts to get an agreement on the debt limit done.
Thanks to bipartisan agreements, we're making progress on funding the government and raising the debt limit so people continue to get their Social Security checks, the military continue to get paid, and so much more.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden is continuing his calls for businesses to mandate COVID-19 vaccines for their employees while touting the success of the vaccines in Chicago. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott criticizes the president's approach on Fox and Friends.
If you decide that you want, for your own health, that you don't want to get the vaccine, you get fired, and that's okay for Joe Biden? I mean, Joe Biden is killing this economy. And by the way, with that vaccine mandate, what's it going to do? More people get fired, unemployment will go up, so people lose their jobs.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports over 77% of Americans age 18 and older have gotten at least one dose of a vaccine. An annual convention is set to take place this weekend.
Fans of comic books and superhero movies went back to the Javits Center in New York City on Thursday as Comic-Con returned in person to the Big Apple after coronavirus lockdowns canceled last year's event. Celebrities expected to appear at the show, which runs through Sunday, include Star Trek actor William Shatner, Stranger Things actor David Harbour, and Star Wars bad boy Hayden Christensen. The vaccine police will also be on hand as well. Reed Pop, the company that produces the convention, said it planned to limit capacity to about 140,000 people. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.